Thousands of tons of food aid arrived in North Korea today after the country agreed to open up to widely expanded international food assistance. A U.S. ship carrying 37,000 tons of wheat, the first installment of 500,000 tons, to the impoverished nation whose agriculture was devastated by floods last summer. The shipment comes days after North Korea delivered a long-delayed atomic declaration and demolished the cooling tower at its main reactor site. In exchange, the U.S. has lifted some economic sanctions against the communist country. Paul Risley is the Asia spokesperson for the World Food Program. He says that North Korea's recent political developments had an impact on its acceptance of food aid.
The signing of an agreement late Friday by the government of DPRK signaled a new openness and readiness on their part to allow for a much larger international presence within the country. And I think that this change in their own perspective is only possible because of the many different developments on the political and security fronts and in other negotiations where DPRK has been willing to work with the other Asian countries and with the United States on many different issues. So I think that level of cooperation contributed to their ability to allow a much greater presence by the World Food Program and to bring much greater amounts of food in for the people of DPRK.